This is part two of a two-part video series on alcohol. Please watch the first video, Did the Wine in the Bible Have Less Alcohol, before watching this one. This video is on the right use of alcohol. The first video had a lot of information in it that's relevant to this topic, but I'm not going to repeat everything, so you need to go watch that first video. But I will say this, the Bible makes it very clear that drunkenness is a sin that will send you to hell. Nobody says it's okay to get drunk, but there is a right use of alcohol. Originally, I was going to just make one video, but after I wrote the script, I realized that it was really too long for just one video and that I needed to make it into two videos. So at this point, I'm just going to pick up where I left off on the script. Some people use the fact that St. John the Baptist and others were ordered by God not to drink alcohol, or that Jesus later said that he will not drink wine again until he drank it anew in his kingdom, as justification for their belief that all alcohol consumption is sinful. Has God told you personally not to drink alcohol? Did Jesus say, and neither should you? The Bible says there are those who will give up marriage for the sake of the kingdom, and if we can, we should. Matthew 19:12. That means sex, by the way. In fact, the word used in many translations is eunuch, those who choose to live as eunuchs. And we know we will not have our spouses in the kingdom of heaven, Mark 12:25. Does this mean God wills that all men refrain from sex and marriage their entire life? Certainly not. And I don't see anyone claiming that they should. Like alcohol, sex was created by God and given to us as a gift, but it has strict rules and must be used as God intended, or it is mortally sinful. Certainly the use of sex outside of proper marriage is sinful, but the refraining from sex within said marriage can also be sinful. In other words, you can't get married then decide to live as a monk, denying your spouse the rights they have over your body. So where's the line? At what point does alcohol use go from its proper use willed by God to a mortally sinful act? Well, it's drunkenness. That is mortally sinful. The Catholic Church defines drunkenness as drinking to the point that we lose the use of reason and the ability to distinguish right from wrong. We become disposed to doing mortally sinful acts that we normally would not do. The Church also says in the Catechism 2290, the virtue of temperance disposes us to avoid every kind of excess, the abuse of food, alcohol, tobacco, or medicine. Those incur grave guilt who, by drunkenness or a love of speed, endanger their own and others' safety on the road, at sea, or in the air. Of course, in order to determine a person's culpability in any situation, three factors come into play. Is it grave matter? Drunkenness is grave matter. Did they have full knowledge of drunkenness as grave matter? And did they give their complete consent? A person who sets out to have a few drinks but ends up having several and getting drunk is most likely not guilty of mortal sin. The person who says, it's Friday night, I'm going to get hammered, then proceeds to get drunk, is probably guilty of mortal sin. Someone who truly has a problem with alcohol, such as an alcoholic, does not have free will in this matter and therefore is not guilty of mortal sin. This does not give them license to freely offend God, though. They have an obligation to seek help. Otherwise, it could become mortally sinful. Regular use of alcohol, even daily use, is not only not a sin, but can be beneficial. There are studies that show that those who drink alcohol in moderation live longer than those who don't drink at all. But I'm sure I don't have to tell you what alcohol abuse can do. I have known several people who continued to live the party lifestyle well into their adulthood who died in their late 40s and 50s from liver disease. So the virtue lies in temperance or moderation, not abstinence. So how many drinks can a person have? That depends on the individual, their size, tolerance, how much they've eaten. Each person has to discover their limit for themselves. Is this easy? Heavens no. Whoever told you that living a Christian life would be easy lied to you. Like any virtue, temperance is difficult to achieve. And don't think I'm perfect in this area. I'm not. What if a person is an alcoholic or not raised in a temperate home, either abusing alcohol or shunning alcohol altogether, and has a high risk of abusing alcohol were they to start drinking? Here the principle of double effect comes into play. Drunkenness is a sin. Total abstinence can also be a sin, but is not sinful in most cases. Drunkenness is clearly the graver matter. When our options are to choose between two evils, we choose the lesser evil. In my opinion, such people should probably refrain from alcohol and would not be guilty of sin for doing so. But talk to your confessor and do what he says. Until my next video, God bless.